This is Radio Lin, KROJ 101.5 FM on your radio dial. Coming to you live from our studios at Pueblo y Salud in the city of San Fernando, this is Veronica Pimentel,
Brenda Villanueva,
Lilith Daftian,
and Cassandra Mraz.
You're listening to Pueblo y Salud's Platicando y Mejorando, an inspiring program that will promote the health and well-being of our community through intellectual, physical, economical, political, and spiritual discussions. Stimulating discussions and listening pleasures will be enjoyed with experts and leaders in health, culture, music, art, and politics.
All right, so welcome back to, we haven't really thought of a name yet, but we started off with Talk Cheeseman to Me. And basically where we left off last week, we were talking about the five love languages. So for those who didn't tune in last week, the five love languages are quality time, physical touch, receiving gifts, words of affirmation, and ladies help me out here.
Acts of service.
Perfect. Okay, so we talked about that and how, you know, those five love languages have played really important roles in our relationships and friendships. So starting today, to go a little bit off of that, we're going to start talking about situationships.
What does that mean?
The ship we want to sink.
All right. Can one of you ladies give me a definition? Give our audience a definition of what a situationship is?
It's messy, first of all.
All right. Yes.
So according to Urban Dictionary, a situationship is a relationship that has no label on it. Like a friendship, but more than a friendship, but not quite a relationship. For example, me. Me and this guy have been talking for 6 months now. Friend, are you guys together? Me, it's like we're together, but we're not. It's more of a situationship that's happening.
So from what I'm getting from that, it's basically a relationship without the label. Mm-hmm. Right. So going off of that, have you ladies been in situationships or have had friends in situationships that you're willing to share with us this morning?
I think every single person in this dang room mm-hmm. can raise their hand and say they've been in a situationship before.
We've all been there.
Yeah,
I
definitely.
I almost say I'm an expert in this area.
All right, do you want to share a little something?
Well, for example, I've been in wasting my time with people that, you know, I was in that type of relationship where it seemed like we were a couple. You know, it was kind of one of those things where, like, it looked like a couple, smelled mm-hmm. like a couple, but we really weren't a couple. So, yeah, I've been there before. On both sides of the coin.
Yeah, same. I think I always feared that commitment because I was like, dang, if I commit to this person, then that kind of takes me off, like, being available with when a good one comes around.
I feel like I'm the opposite. I'm usually the one who's like, oh my God, we're going to be in a relationship soon. Like, everything's going to work out. Mm-hmm. This person, they always know what to say to make me feel like, okay, this is actually going somewhere. And then they drop the bomb. And it sucks because I find myself in these situations constantly. But now I'm finally learning how not to be.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, like, for me, I think I've been on both sides where I've created the situationship and then I've also been victim of a situationship. So it's kind of
raise
like
your hand if you've been personally victimized by a situation.
Yeah, honestly, that's what it is. Like, you know, and sometimes I feel guilty. Like, I'm like, oh, man, I led this person on or whatever. And then it happens to me and I'm like, oh, there's karma and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, do you guys want to give some advice on situationships or share more stories?
It's not so much advice, but I think that's why it was kind of cool that we're segueing into this from the five love languages, because I feel like for me personally, I ended up in these situationships because these people knew how to speak my love language. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and like I said, it smelled and looked like a relationship, but it ended up not being a relationship. And it was because I felt that they were speaking my language. And so I was falling for them, you know.
Yeah.
My advice is just to really watch out and get to know people. And really, I don't think there's a problem with defining parameters from the get-go. You don't have to, like, jump into things right off the bat, but I think you both should be on the same page as to where you want to go right off the bat.
And just to piggyback off of that, I agree. A lot of the reasons why we even fall into these situationships is because one person assumes that the other person is on the same page as them. And even though it's okay to slowly segue into things, it's also good to tell the other person what you're actually looking for before you even start talking to them, which is something that I've been doing recently, and it helps you get on the same page and also not waste your time.
But before we continue talking about these situationships that we may find ourselves in, why don't we just listen to some music, you know, just to tune our ears to something sweet before we get into the rough.
Change your number, 'cause it Soy persona de ignorar sentimientos, pero tú eres la excepción. Mi mente dice sí, pero mi corazón dice no. Y aunque todo sale a la luz, solo te quería decir. Anoche te soñé de nuevo y quiero que se repita otra vez. Dime si visitarte puedo. Y es que anoche te soñé.
anoche te soñé de nuevo y quiero que se repita otra vez, pero en persona en mi mente tienes un enredo. Dime si visitarte puedo. Y es que anoche te soñé de nuevo y quiero que se repita otra vez, pero en persona en mi mente tienes un enredo. Dime si visitarte puedo. Tú estás en mi pensamiento. Aunque yo no quiera te pienso. Soy persona de ignorar sentimientos, pero tú eres la excepción. Mi mente dice sí, pero mi corazón dice no. Y aunque todo sale a la luz, solo te quería decir. Anoche te soñé de nuevo y quiero que se repita otra vez.
This is Radio Lean, KROJ 101.5 FM on your radio dial. Coming to you live from our studios at Pueblo y Salud in the city of San Fernando, this is Veronica Pimentel,
Brenda Villanueva,
Lily Doftian,
and Cassandra Mraz. All right, happy Saturday. Good morning. Woo. Welcome back. So for those who are just tuning in, this is a little program from the Platicando y Mejorando, we like to call Talk Cheeseman to me. And we left off on situationships. And kind of talking about that and how we feel about them, if we've been like victims or the perpetrators, I guess you can say, of a situationship. But do any of you ladies want to share a story, and maybe we can get into that and how you wish, what, like, you know, advice or what you would have wanted to know before you got into that situationship? Anybody have a story?
So first of all, so situationships, if you're just listening, it's the relationship without the title. You're doing things, acting like you're boyfriend and girlfriend, or you're together, but you're not exactly together. So it gets a little messy because you guys are just in a bit of a pickle.
Yeah, so basically you got all tied up, but no actual reward with that. So that's kind of like what a situationship feels like. But in my case, you know, I gotta say I've been the perpetrator more often than not. But in my defense, a lot of the times it's been because the person was fronting. Like, I really didn't know that they were feeling for me that deeply, if that makes sense. So, you know, I kind of got myself in this, like, situationships where I guess the person was really seeing, like, I was their girlfriend when I really wasn't. Apparently, I didn't know, basically. I was their girlfriend without me really knowing. And then I would end up hurting them or whatever. But thankfully, being the also trying to take care of people type of person that I am, we would talk it out and it'd be all good and after clarifying. But yeah, you could sometimes find yourself in situationships without even knowing that you're in one, whether you're the perpetrator or the one victimized. Because often... more often than not, sometimes we may fall victims into it because I feel we don't set boundaries or we don't really kind of compromise or really talk about like where we're really at. And we try to avoid that conversation, maybe. And oftentimes, honestly, it's because we don't want to hear it or we're afraid that we're going to hear that we're not really in a relationship. So we don't even bring it up. We get caught up. And then when the person finally hits us with that, but you're not my, you know, it hurts. But I think the way to kind of avoid those situations, especially at this day and age, we're grown up people. I think two adults should be able to talk. So I think if you're kind of like setting boundaries from the get-go, I think you could avoid those situationships. If not, you're either going to accidentally be, you know, the one perpetrating one, or you're going to fall victim to one because you weren't clear from the get-go.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And I mean, I think that's really good advice, especially, you know, nowadays with, you know, like dating apps and all that stuff, you kind of really don't know what other people are looking for. And it's kind of like, oh, are we together? Are we not together? But, like, you know, sometimes situations happen where, like, you know, you guys are hanging out almost 24/7. You guys are meeting each other's families and all that mm-hmm. stuff, friends. And then next thing you know, you sit down, you know, to have a talk, and the person's either breaking up with you or you're breaking up with them. And then they're like, wait, what? I thought we were boyfriend and girlfriend or whatever. So I think that's really good advice to set, you know, to start with some boundaries of, like, this is what's going to happen. And kind of establish what you're going to be. Not necessarily like, oh, we're boyfriend and girlfriend off the bat, but kind of establish what mm-hmm. is going to take place.
I think the worst is when you break up without really actually, like, there was no breakup. Like,
your
heart is broken and you're breaking up with someone you were never even with.
And then you feel dumb for crying because you're like, we weren't even together.
All right. So, Lilith, do you have a story to share with us about any situationships?
So this actually happened, like, it's pretty fresh, a month ago. And I would say I've been personally victimized by situationships. I am that emotional, typical emotional girl who's always looking for a relationship. But basically what happened is we went to a bar with friends, right? And I ended up meeting this guy there. And we didn't exchange numbers or anything, but we talked a bit. And I didn't think much of it. Then
flash forward to
3 weeks, and I'm swiping on Tinder and I see him, and I'm like, okay, I've seen this guy. So I swipe and I'm just like waiting there trying to see if he's gonna swipe me back, and he did. So basically what happened is we just started talking. He like immediately got my number. He called me probably an hour after texting each other.
Damn.
We went on a date the next day.
Oh, wow.
And then so he would start calling me like during his lunch breaks or after work, and every time before we went to sleep. So we would be talking till 2 a.m. And mind you, I have not met a guy who does this often unless he's looking for something, right? Well, I mean, you thought wrong. But
I was like, I mean, yeah, maybe.
But so what happened is we went on a couple dates. I would say about like 5 dates. And after 2 weeks of seeing each other, we were talking on the phone, and he basically was asking me, oh, when you went out, did you like kiss anyone? And in my head, I was like, well, yeah, because we're not even together. And I was like, should I share this? So I was like, yeah, I did. And he actually got upset and jealous a bit. And I was like, what's wrong? And it turns out it really bothered him. So basically, he made it clear to me that he just wanted us to see each other, no one else, right? Mm-hmm. So right after that, everything started going downhill because he started putting less effort, stopped calling me as much, and I started putting more effort. And because I wanted to see what was happening.
Yeah, for sure. I totally get that.
And then one day I called him. We were talking on the phone, and it actually organically came up, and we were talking about where this was going. And he told me, he's like, honestly, this was already at a month. So he's like, honestly, at this point, I would have known how I felt. And he hits me with the, I'm just going with the flow. Mm. And then I was like, okay, clearly this guy doesn't want anything.
Yeah, for
so
sure.
So we literally talked for 2 hours trying to figure out what this is. And he was like, no, you know, I don't feel a spark, but I really like you. But I don't feel that
no
spark
sense.
With you.
I was like, no
and then
sense.
I was like, okay, you know what? Then you shouldn't see me because you're wasting like our time. Mm-hmm. And he's like, no, I think I can feel it. Like, let's go out. And then I was like, okay, I'll let you know. So we actually ended up going out that week, mm-hmm. and nothing happened the next day. The date went well, and all our dates went pretty well, but he wasn't like texting me, calling me. And I just confronted him over text, and I was like, you know what, where do you stand? And he basically was like, oh, actually, I'm not standing. I'm sitting right now. Wow. So I was dealing with a jokester who was confused about 13. His feelings. And he was like, you know what? It would really break my heart if we broke this off. And I was like, you know what? If you don't feel a spark, you don't feel a spark. I'm not going to force you to feel anything. But don't waste my time, because I don't want to at this point. You know, it was so one-sided.
Yeah.
I had too many feelings to continue casually. And I just ended it there. And that was my situationship.
Damn. That is the first sign of a situationship, when it's one-sided. The whole point of, like, you know, we're not committed, but they want you to be committed to them.
Oh, yeah,
they
want
to be loose, but you have to be committed. That's, like, the first sign of a situationship right there. If he hits you with that, girl, run.
And I just want to add, after he said he didn't want, he basically said he didn't want me seeing other people and stuff. And when we brought up this conversation of what are we, I was like, wait, so why did you say that? And he's like, oh, I was just jealous. That's why I said it. But it's like, you literally wasted mm-hmm. a month of my life.
But it's a great thing that happened, because imagine having to be committed with someone like that, that you see as...
Oh, no, just, baby. What is he doing?
No, gotta go.
Yeah, for sure.
Big sign is inconsistency.
Yeah.
And what I've learned over the past 6 months of being single is if someone is inconsistent, even a little, and you get that feeling, you just stop right there.
Yes. Woo.
Yeah, she's some growing. Yeah, some really good advice. It. And I think this kind of the situationship that you were in kind of shows you, like, you know, if another guy were to come into your life and he starts doing these things and you're kind of like, wait. I've been through this before and I don't want to go through it again.
Thank you. Next.
Literally. But yeah, that's a really good story. And I think that's some really good advice. Do you guys have any other stories or advice to give someone who is probably in Lilith's situation currently?
I think what we mentioned is just realizing what you want. If you're like, okay, I know that I'm already getting attached, or I'm going to get attached. You don't want to get your feelings hurt, so you kind of have to realize, okay, what am I willing to put myself through? And if it is one-sided, especially with the other person, then you kind of just want to let them know, like, look, this is what I want. Like, if you want a relationship, be honest about it. Sorry, I'm a little sick. be honest about it. Because if not, you guys are just going to string each other along. And like you said, you're going to waste each other's time.
So, you know, if you feel it, it's okay to cut it off. It's better to let go of someone toxic than just be in a constant state of anxiety and wondering what's happening. Because honestly, the right person is not going to make you feel like that.
Amen to that. And with that, let's segue into some tunes just to carry us on with this conversation.
Smell of you in every single dream I dream. I knew when we collided, yo no quiero seguir así. Estando con ella y pensando en ti,
ni me está pasando igual. No dejo de pensar en ti. El día que me levanto contigo en la cabeza, lo llamo por tu nombre.
Y yo no quiero seguir así. Estando con ella y pensando en ti. Qué tontos, qué locos somos tú y yo. Estando con otros y amándonos. Qué tontos, qué locos somos tú y yo. Estando con otros y amándonos. Estando con ella y pensando en ti,
a mí me está pasando igual. No dejo de pensar en ti. El día que me levanto contigo en la cabeza, lo llamo por tu nombre.
Y yo no quiero seguir así. Estando con ella y pensando en ti. Qué tontos, qué locos somos tú y yo. Estando con otros y amándonos. Qué tontos, qué locos somos tú y yo. Estando con otros y aún amándonos.
Todavía no me acostumbro ni al café hecho por sus manos. Me sabe mal, no es como el tuyo.
Y yo, cuando siento tus caricias, cierro los ojos y pienso en ti.
Quiero seguir así, estando con ella y pensando en ti. Qué tontos, qué locos somos tú y yo. Estando con otros y amándonos. Qué tontos, qué locos somos tú y yo. Estando con otros y aún amándonos. Qué tontos, qué locos somos tú y yo. Estando con otros y amándonos. Qué tontos, qué locos somos tú y yo. Estando con otros y aún amándonos.
Ojos y amarte, color en la cama, aún sigue intacto. Te he buscado en mis sueños, deseando tenerte, y no encuentro tu rostro, por más que trato. Aún quedan tus retratos en cada rincón de la casa, y el silencio me habla a ti. Es que sobra tanto espacio desde que no estás. Daría todo lo que hoy me queda por tenerte, porque vuelvas.
Es que me niego a perder.
Mentira. Y alguien más que contestarás al llegar
viniendo esta agonía. No puedo entender que ya no seas mía. El círculo se cierra y el dolor me entierra. Qué difícil es vivir en esta guerra. Me niego, aunque digas que estoy ciego. Desde que te fuiste soy un andariego. A todo compromiso tarde le llego distraído. De tu foto no me despego. Si tú eres mi vida, ¿por qué me liquidas? Yo no provoco tu partida. Necesito tu olor, necesito tu calor. Necesito verte encima de mi ropa interior.
Aún quedan tus retratos en cada rincón de la casa. Y el silencio me habla de ti. Es que sobra tanto espacio desde que no estás.
Would you laugh Well, please tell me this. Now would you die for the one you love? Hold me in your arms tonight. I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away the pain. I will stand by you forever. You can take whatever you breath away. Would you swear that you'll always be mine? Or would you lie? Would you run and hide? Am I in too deep? Have I lost my mind? I don't care, you're here tonight. I can be your hero.
This is Radio Olin, KROJ 101.5 FM on your radio dial. Coming to you live from our studios at Pueblo y Salud in the city of San Fernando, this is Veronica Pimentel,
Brenda Villanueva,
Lilith Daftian,
and Cassandra Mraz. All right, guys, welcome back, guys. This is a little program that we like to call Talk Chisme to Me, which is a little segue from Platicando y Mejorando. And where we left off on was Lilith was sharing a story of a situationship that she was in. Which kind of leads me to the question of, do you guys see a difference between situationships and casual dating?
Definitely. I feel like situationships is a little messy. It's one-sided. I feel like casual dating is more two-sided. Both are on the same page of being open to dating other people or just doing their own thing.
Yeah, I feel like it's one of those things where casual dating, like, it's kind of like a mutual understanding that you're both trying to get to know each other but are not fully committed. Whereas situationship, like you said, is very one-sided. And most of the time it's somebody thinking that you're in a relationship or and they're not, pretty much. But based off of that, for me, I would much rather do casual dating than be in a situationship.
Same.
Yeah, after that situationship, I'm definitely open to casual dating now, and I was pretty close-minded to it before, but that's not to say that you should give up on, you know, the idea of finding someone, but it's also good to take things lightly as well, and you know, have fun, you know, get to know yourself in the process.
Yeah, that's really important. One of the things that I forgot to mention during the situationships is enjoying that time of actually getting to know that person, because a lot of the times we try to rush into things and like, yeah, you know, let's be committed, but it's like, you don't really know them, and once you're already committed, you're like, dang, like that's when all the fights start happening, because you guys didn't get to know each other as individuals. So then rushing into something, it's just causes so much chaos and like bickering back and forth.
Yeah, for sure. And I think I agree pretty much with what everything you guys were saying. And I think for me too, I prefer to be casually dating somebody than to be in a situationship, because then it always turns into that like awkward, like, oh, well, we were together, we were whatever. Whereas like if you're casually dating, you don't have to be as exclusive, and like you can like, I hate to word it like this, but you can keep your options open essentially, mm-hmm. in case something doesn't work out. Because say if you're in a situationship, you're assuming if you're the person, you know, you don't know if it's a situationship or not, you're putting your 110% into whatever the situationship is. And then say, you know, a month down the line, the person's like, wait, I don't feel the same. And it's just like, great, I could have spent my time with other people, and you just wasted not only my time, but your time as well.
Yeah, and also what I think about that too is that when you're casually dating somebody, since you're both on the same page, there's more of a likelihood that you could stay friends with that person should it not work out.
Yeah.
Because you were both open from the beginning. Should the person, I mean, maybe they're not the one for you, but they were really cool, you know, and you want to stay friends or whatever. Like, I feel like there's more of a possibility with that than in a situationship where they might either want to cut your head off or you're going to want to cut their head off. So, you know, I think that it also opens the door for a different type of relationship if that's not. The romantic relationship is not what you're going for.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, I mean, I totally get what you were saying, and I think it's a lot easier nowadays to get caught up in a situationship, just because like Veronica was saying, like a lot of the times people want to move so quickly through things and don't really get to know the person. And that's when you're like, man, if I would have gone on maybe 3 more dates, I would have known that they're like this, or they have this mm-hmm. thing about them that I necessarily don't really like. And I think casual dating is such, I don't want to say if it's taboo, but it's kind of like one of those things. It's like, well, why are you casually dating? You need to find somebody like right away. You're already like so young and you are not like in a committed relationship or whatever. And I think, you know, with situationships, it's always hard because someone always ends up getting hurt. Whereas if you're casually dating, your guys are both on the same page. So like, you know, you were saying, Brenda, like you can end up being friends, or even if you're not, if you don't end up in a friendship, at least you know that it was mutually like ended, like it wasn't one-sided typically.
Yeah. And I was going to add too that with situationships, you end up being in them too, because again, you brought it up perfectly clear, you know, somebody didn't get to know them and stuff. But oftentimes I also think that it's that other elephant that nobody likes to talk about, which is the fact that you don't want to admit that you don't want that person, or mm-hmm. that person doesn't want to admit that they don't want to commit to you, but they're too scared to make that conversation. So they just kind of, you know, start ghosting you or start acting different, which is a whole other conversation. But I think that's where it comes from. A lot of people, since there's not that comfort level, and you know, you haven't mutually agreed to anything, nobody admits anything. Henceforth, situationships.
And just to add on to that, for those of us who are hopeless romantics like myself, I feel like that's the reason that I end up becoming in these situationships. But you know, at the end of the day, you need to also look at it from a logical standpoint instead of just emotional, and see, you know, where is this person actually coming from? Do I actually feel good around this person, or am I just a hopeless romantic who's thinking, you know, things will work out? And you know, if you romanticize things, it's not going to help you at the same time.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Don't ignore the red flags. Something I always remind my friends, like, see it for what it actually is. See the way that that person treats you, the way that they put effort and time into not necessarily you, but even your friendship, getting to know you. I think that's so important. Like, don't forget how that person's treating you now. And then you'll get to see, like, as your time together develops, like that friendship or whatever it is, that foundation you guys are working for.
Most definitely. So stay away from situationships and say yay to casual dating. But for you hopeless romantics out there like Lilith, let's hit you with some jams.
It wasn't so damn hard to leave, yeah. But every touch is worth it.